All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm not doing ripples. I know I was supposed to do all this yesterday, but it was a bad day for me. Just, you know, I partied too hard and had too much caffeine, didn't sleep right, and couldn't do anything. I was just completely paralyzed, almost. So now I'm feeling a little better. Not perfect, but a little better. And we're going to go ahead and start with the Eternum. Now, I need to let you guys know, these games are under attack. There is an organization called Collective Shout, which I've been calling Collective Shit, because, you know, it's basically some hardcore feminist operation where these women are like, they're Puritan. They're Puritan women, to be fair. They're like, oh, we gotta get rid of all these games, all these men are doing horrible things to the women in the games and all that, and yeah, right now, if you are a woman that enjoys this content, then you need to stand up for it and get your voice out there, guys, because they are trying to take this stuff off. By the way, Steam's gotten rid of like 40 games already, and they're not real big ones, but it's a lot of Japanese games, and a couple of these. There's a game called, what was it called? Lustful Heist. Lustful Heist, which was still in development, and it got yanked today. So did Sinful Vampires, which is actually one that was on our list. We were actually going to play Sinful Vampires. But for some odd reason, and even the dev doesn't know, they got rid of his game. And he's like, well, I'll just update every 2 months then. Because, I mean, he's not going to be making any real money anymore. It just kind of sucks for a lot of developers in games like Lust Theory and, of course, the Mia series. Stuff like that is definitely going to be an issue because they're mostly targeting fake, what they call, faux-cess, you know, where it's not really your mother, stuff like we're doing with Ripples right now. That's the kind of stuff they're trying to target. And, oh, yeah, maybe this one, too, because, like, it's not your mother and it's not your sisters, you know, it's your stepmom and your aunt and your, your cousins. But you know what, you know, they have to do all those things. That's pretty much what we're going to be doing for the rest of this freaking genre now, is changing everybody to aunt and cousin and uncle and stepfather and stepdaughters and it's gonna be all that, because it can't be related. It's gotta be, like, completely different. Even though none of it's real, and nobody actually approves of such a thing in real life that I know of. Like, I mean, I'm not into that. But, you know, it's just a thing in these games. So, I mean, it is what it is, guys. But, yeah, while I'm here, I just figured I'd let you guys know that these games are under fire right now, and they are, as we speak, taking them off Steam. Now, obviously, Eternum is not on Steam, and Itch also got a letter from the same organization, and they may or may not go through with getting rid of games like this, and Ripples, and everything else. Because they got a lot of games like that on there. So, we'll see what happens, guys. But things are not looking good for this content right now. Well, at least now I know I'm capable of controlling my powers without going berserk. And I feel more powerful every day. That dude didn't even see it coming. Step by step, Grim. Ah, is this Ogygia's forest? This place is beautiful. You turn around and see Calypso swinging her legs over the edge of a rock. But not as beautiful as the Elven Princess, although a bit cold. Why the long face, my princess? I've had the same face for the last 84 years. Well, I assume you were also born a baby like us humans, but fair enough. I gotta say, that was a great success. I can't believe we have 2 gems already. We're getting closer to our goal every day. Mm-hmm. Should we jump to another server now? I need to find an exit portal. I've already made you appear near one of those artifacts of yours. Huh? Oh, true, I see it. Wonderful. I guess I should leave then. The girls must be wondering how everything went. Are you okay? I am. You don't look okay. Are you mad about something? Is it because I went on for too long with my speech in front of the general? I'm sorry, I get carried away at times. I'm not. Stop insisting I am unwell. Well, okay then. I won't insist. Alright, maybe I am kind of annoyed. Uh-oh. That's an interesting dress. God bless Elvin Tailoring. Do you know who I am? Uh-oh. When somebody says that. Because you clearly do not seem to understand it yet. Ever since our paths crossed, I've been essentially functioning as your personal maid. Me, the Princess of Hyreliar. Calypso, create a portal here so we can safely escape. Calypso, help us jump between servers so we can deceive our enemies. Oh, Calypso, please craft a portal here so we can outrun the authorities. I am the Princess of the Cytel Kassir. Yes, I owed you my freedom, but I only chose to help you because our relationship was supposed to be mutually beneficial. I will never attain any information about my realm if all I do is serve as your escape route in a quest to find gems I don't care about. I didn't know you felt that way. I guess she has a point. I haven't really stopped to think much about her since we found her. I have heard the farmers and villagers mentioning my name. They say I am a weapon, a tool. How dare they? I obey no one! Where did you hear that? In the same filthy inn where you abandoned me weeks ago. Where else? I practically memorized the wood patterns of the floorboards within my chambers. I can explain that. I went overseas to visit my father and grandparents for a couple of weeks, and I've been so busy. I just came back to Creden yesterday. That's why I've been more distant. That is a lie. I know you've been visiting these worlds, too. Well, yeah, occasionally. I took the E-suit with me. But it was mostly to play alone and practice my magical abilities. I wanted to keep up with the girls and... Wait, how do you know I've been playing Eternum? I could sense when you left what you called the real world and appeared in another realm. Whether it was the desert, the grotto, or the jungle. And even if you think you have improved, your technique is still reminiscent of a lumbering ogre. So, you've been following me around and spying on me? Of course not. I just wanted to... I was curious and bored, that is all. Hey, it's fine. Never be ashamed of wanting to satiate your curiosity. But anyway, let us get back to the issue at hand. Of course. What exactly is your wish, my princess? I want to be informed of your goals and plans. And I want to go with you on the next mission as an active participant, not a getaway portal. The more I discover about the different realms, the sooner I'll be able to return home. Fair enough. About the information you want. Well, we discovered that some people who apparently died in our world are able to keep existing inside Eternum. Thanatos, the man who attacked you here in Algegia, is apparently one of them. My theory is that Ulysses found a way to digitize human consciousness somehow. But I honestly don't know. It all still sounds too unreal to me. I see. And what is the next step? We're still trying to gather the 10 gems of doom in an attempt to unravel all the mystery. They're the key to this whole thing. Nancy's using her connections to discover the possible locations of the other gems. Good. I like Miss Nancy. She is also a powerful ruler. So you want me to summon you next time we're on a mission? We'll probably be playing again tomorrow. Yes, I mean, no. I'll come to you. Tomorrow is good. I'll prepare. Cool, let's do that. Yes, cool. I will see you tomorrow then. If that is all, I shall be on my way. Farewell, Grim. For the greater good of... No. Sounds good. Can't wait to team up with my favorite elven princess. High five! So what happens if I do the big old thing? For the greater good of Hyreliar, I pledge to lay my life down for the princess and satisfy each one of her desires. And sounded more playful than the angry ones of before. I'll take this as an elven gesture of approval. Well, time to get back to the real world. Can't wait to tell the girls that I got the gem. Two in my pocket, just 8 more to go. Ah, that sound. I kind of miss Creedence Rain. As long as you stay indoors, it's the best feeling in the world. Grim! Grim! Hey, Dahlia! He's back! Grim! How did it go? Grim? What's the mission status? Well, Grim! Popping in from between Nancy's thighs. And? Did you get it? Oh no, he killed you, right? I knew you shouldn't have gone alone. Why aren't you saying anything? Because he died. Oh, really? Oh God, I sent him to his death. Okay, calm down, everyone. I have it. We got a second Gem of Doom, ladies. Oh my fucking God. God damn it. Nice job, Grim. Thanks. Oh my God, two gems already. Mom, I know. We're one step closer to becoming the CEOs of Ulysses. Do you realize how famous we'll be? My Instagram account will blow up. We'll never have to worry about money again. I thought our main goal now was to unravel the mystery of dead people existing in Eternum and all that. Well, yeah, but we can do both things at the same time. I'll get invited to the most famous fashion shows in the world. Maybe they'll even let me model. I'll be able to send you to the best universities and retire early and travel and... Fair enough! Wow, is this poster new? My God, did Dahlia's ass get even bigger when I was in the UK? All around her? Grim? I bought it a couple of days ago. They had a few options available, but I chose this one because it had some of my favorite servers. I like it. We should go back to Echobar soon. And let's just announce... Ulysses just announced a new event called the Big Hunt for next month. I can't miss it. Count me in. Personally, I'm looking forward to visiting Mayo. Mayo? Like mayonnaise? I've seen a few concept art pieces and they look amazing. Plus, I love feudal Japan. Just be careful not to go there alone, sis. It's full of yokais and high-level enemies. It'd be dangerous for you. Excuse me? What do you mean by that? First of all, I'm sure Grim would be happy to play with me. Definitely. And secondly, my magic skills are becoming better and better every day. Luna taught me to summon basic fiends, and I can already cast restoration spells that amaze most players. Yes, well, magic is pretty cool, but nothing beats a badass warrior with a big-ass sword or a sneaky gunslinger. The Lord of the Rings would have ended very differently if Sauron had a mage that could cast fire meteors instead of so many useless melee orcs, you know. That is true. And Harry Potter would have ended way faster if Harry rocked a Colt M9, yeah? 1911 under his cloak. Magic is better. Brawn is superior. No. Yes. Grim? Oh shit. Settle this debate. What's better, magic or muscle? You mean in Eternum or in video games in general? Both. I never used magic, guys. I was always more of a physical player. Like, I'm more likely to be the fighter or the barbarian class than I am to be like a magic user. I don't know. I just like to hit them. Is that a problem? Do I need to go to therapy or something? I like to hit them! Like, they're there and they want to attack me. So I'm like, well, I've got a sword or an axe or, you know, whatever I've got. And a fist sometimes, you know. Wham! There you go. Feel better after that. Physical. I'll go with physical damage. Nothing beats a good old warrior on the front line with a sniper covering them. You don't even need that. You just go in there and hit them. That's why I don't do well in stealth games. Because they're like, hey, I saw you! Wham! What? That's not how it works. You guys should see me play Batman. There he is! Bam! I'm just knocking everybody out. Well, to be fair, a lot of the Batman games I played growing up were beat-em-ups. So you literally just ran into an enemy and would punch them until they died. That's literally how it would work. He just said it because he knows you're the one who needs the extra self-confidence. Don't get so excited. Mm-hmm. I miss this so much. So tell us, Grim, how did Operation Wagner go? Exactly as you planned. I used my powers and sold the gem before you could even flinch. Then Calypso created a portal and I got out of there without a trace. Wonderful! I was a bit worried, but I'm glad to hear that everything went well. Wagner, and his last man barricaded themselves inside his bunker, but I left several units posted at all exits. There are no exit portals inside, so they'll have to come out eventually, especially now that Wagner lost his gem. A good old-fashioned siege, flawless plan. I expected no less from the WRE Empress herself. I'm just sorry we made you log into a tournament as soon as you got back. No worries, I was looking forward to it. Honestly, I wouldn't even have left if I hadn't already paid for my flight before coming to Creden. I thought I'd be way more homesick. But, well, at least it was nice to see my grandparents and a few friends. How was your father? Eh, you know how he is. He was either working or drinking at some pub. He barely noticed me. I received more affection from Chang's parents when I went to see them. They even gave me a bunch of food for Chang. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Wong are great. To be honest, I ended up spending most of the time in Internum putting Dahlia's techniques into practice and learning how to better control my powers. I'm glad to be back. So, well, I'm ready for our next mission, ma'am. Next mission? Your next mission is to get a solid 8 hours of shut-eye. Well, it's not time for that yet. It will be. What? You told me you didn't sleep one bit during the flight, so now you need to rest. How long have you been awake? Not more than... Okay, probably too long. Fair enough. No worries, Grim. There's nothing important to do tonight. Dahlia and I were planning on watching a reality TV show and not much else. And I think Annie is playing with Nova. Oh, is that so? Yep. Nova was invited to a secret meeting by some mysterious philanthropist because of her alter ego, Delilah Warren. We assume he might be a fan, but we'll see. Probably just another server where I can't use my elemental magic, but anyway, I'm sure it'll be fun. Oh damn, a secret meeting, huh? That sounds exciting. Very, mysterious indeed. Geez, I'd like to join, but I guess you're right. I should go to sleep. I don't even know how you can hang on so long without sleeping. If I don't get a full night's rest, I feel worn out all day. Yes! That's true. The day we discovered Thanatos' identity, he spent more than 48 hours without sleep, but he endured surprisingly well. Any plans scheduled for this weekend? Any lost gem to be found? Let me think. Apart from Thanatos and us, there's one gem in possession of another player, and my men found another two leads to investigate. The first one leads to the Andromeda server, so I thought of going there with Annie to see what we can dig up. The second one leads to Blackridge, which is a town in Frontier Trails, a roleplay server set in the Wild West. Alex told me she knows the server, so she offered to look around the place tomorrow. Maybe you could join her, Grim. That sounds great. And good timing, too. I'm supposed to pass by her new apartment tomorrow. Oh, she moved out of her parents' home already? That's bold. Yeah, I visited her yesterday. She got herself a pretty cool place, you'll see. I can take the Eternum equipment with me and play from her house. Sounds good. I know magic is blocked in that server, so maybe you'd like to join too, Dahlia. I was hoping you'd say that. If that gem is there, we'll find it. Wow, how come you don't get this excited when you're playing with your beloved sister? Is it because of Alex or Grim? It's because you're not going to be there bothering me. Come on, you know you love playing with your big sis. You're dreaming. Alright then, tomorrow is settled. Now we should really let Grim sleep though. We bothered him enough. Everyone out. Night night, Grim. See you tomorrow. Good night. Good night, girls. Rest well, sweetie. Thanks, Nancy. Good night. Man, I miss being with him so much. Ah. If I have to be honest, I didn't realize how long I'd been awake until they mentioned it. I feel like I have more endurance since I came to the USA for some reason. Must be Creden's fresh air. But anyway, strong or not, I still have to sleep. I'm supposed to meet Alex tomorrow morning and go see her new apartment. I'm sure she must be happy to finally have left the family home. And that Wild West server promises to be very, very, very fun. Ooh, that's a real one. Fuck, why is it so cold in here? Did I leave my window open? What? Where am I? What is this place? Am I having a lucid dream? That'd be a first. I hardly ever dream in the first place. A lantern suddenly lights up at the end of the balustrade. Don't know what that is, but I think it's whatever that is. Revealing a woman sitting on top of a column. Wait, is that Israel? Oh god, now I'm dreaming about Eternum too. I'm way too obsessed. Hello? Israel? Do you fear death, Grim? What? Do you fear death? No. Do you crave it then? God, not that either. I just never think about it, to be honest. Many people fear it. Well, I guess it's natural. But I also think that accepting it is the better approach whenever it comes. Everyone dies, after all. The fuck? Everyone dies. And yet, people fear it. Why? There's a good typo negative song. Everyone dies. Don't listen to it. Do you know what's scarier than dying, Grim? Darkness. Failure. Being unable to die. Unable to die. Without death, life has no meaning. Without choice, we lose what makes us human. He feared it. That's why only you can help us. I'm afraid I'm not following you. You must keep moving forward, Grim. You must help them. Only you can. Who's them? We're still on the right path. We still have time. We still have a chance. But you must keep moving forward. What path? You're not making any fucking sense. Speak clearly. That would be pointless. You won't remember anyway. Of course I will. Keep moving forward, Grim. Don't look back. Break the chain. And that's a good song by Gaunarius. What the fuck? Ah, my head. Fuck, that was an incredibly vivid dream. Now where? Wait a second, is that an exit portal? Oh shit, don't tell me I fell asleep with the E-suit on. I must have logged into Eternum while sleeping. Look, the girl went inside. Oh my god, I know her. She's Harley Jones. Huh? Harley Jones? You don't know her? She's like the most famous hit woman in Eternum. Oh no. No worries, she just kills under contract. I heard she's cool when she's not on the job. Oh good. Should we go inside? Annie? Nova? Ah! Grim, what are you doing here? Okay, this is a bit embarrassing. I think I fell asleep with the Eternum suit and E-visor on and the system logged me in by mistake. I know sometimes I talk in my sleep, so I wouldn't be surprised if I even managed to respond to the AI voice. Are you okay? Why are you... I mean... You're... kind of naked. Huh? What the fuck? Why am I naked? Oh shit, is it because the server doesn't have a default outfit? You probably skipped the main nexus and forgot to select an outfit from your inventory. Do you have anything you can wear? Yeah, I think I have something here. Sorry about that. It's okay. Alright, ready! This'll do, I guess. I don't have anything more formal right now. You look good. So good. Oh, I can't compare to you two. You look incredible. Those outfits are just as elegant as they are sexy. Thank you. I gotta ask, though. How could you access this server? Did I also send you an invite by mistake? Maybe. I honestly don't remember. I just went to sleep and then I woke up here? Oh, that happened to me once. I fell asleep with the E-suit on and woke up with the main Nixus. Nexus, rather. Israel was just there staring at me, asking me which server I wanted to visit. I'm glad I'm not alone. I guess I should probably leave, though. I don't want to be a hindrance. No, please stay. I'm actually glad you're here. I feel safer. Really? Well, alright then. Although I'm not sure what we're supposed to do here. Annie mentioned it, but didn't go into details. Basically, I received a private message addressed to Delilah Warren inviting me to the house of Gideon Cook tonight. I didn't know him, but apparently Gideon Cook is a famous Eternum collector. They said he brought together artifacts from more than 100 different servers. His collection is worth millions of Eternals. People usually call him the Collector. I see, and what does he want from Miss Warren? Maybe he wants Dione for his collection. Ha! I'd like to see him try. I saw more people entering the house, so it seems I wasn't the only person invited. Ugh, sounds thrilling. What are we waiting for, then? Let's go inside. Well, we were trying to do some recon before going in, just in case it happened to be a trap of some sort. That's smart. But now that you're here, we have nothing to fear. You go first. Dion and I will be covering your back. All right, fair enough. Let's see what this is all about. We'll follow you. Fancy place. We're in the Rockefeller server, so I'd be more surprised if a house here didn't look fancy. Oh, the same server where I met the founder? Yep, all rich people have a mansion or two here. We'll have one someday, too. I'll take your word for it. Look, there's a stroller with some luggage over there. Maybe this is some sort of hotel. It could be a vacation home. It gives me those vibes. I hear voices coming from the inside. They must be waiting for us. Okay, let me go first. I'm the one who was invited, so I guess I should be the one introducing you both. Fair enough. Okay, Delilah, act cool, confident, badass. As you enter the building, the few people who were speaking suddenly go silent and everyone in the hall stares at you. Damn, these people look so different from each other. Is the collector one of them? Well, 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 I guess we're all here now. I'm glad to see people my age. These boomers are a total bore. Hello, I'm Grim. Nice to meet you. Pleased to meet you, Grim. I'm Harley. So you're the last ones? Can we finally learn why we're all gathered here? I have things to do. I can't stay here all night, you know. I don't know why we're here either. I guess we all received the same... What happened? Looks like the lights went out. Fantastic deduction there, Sherlock. Stay behind me. Fuck, I knew I shouldn't have come. What the hell? Hello, everyone. My name is Clonk, and I am very pleased to meet you all. Welcome to the Cook Guest House. Is this robot talking? Indeed, I am. Very perceptive of you, Mrs. Jones. I am one of Mr. Cook's artifacts. I've been a proud part of his collection for 4 years now after he bought me at an auction in the Red Herring server. This house holds the best pieces of Mr. Cook's collection. Most artifacts look like normal items, but be careful. Don't touch anything if you don't want any unpleasant surprises. So Gideon Cook sent us all invitations to his storehouse? Why? Good Lord Almighty, now that's what I call cleavage. I was wondering when he was going to notice that. I should pick up my jaw and look away before Nova or Annie notice me staring, though. Wow, have you seen the milk melons on her? I know, I was thinking the same thing. She's never going to have to worry about drowning, that's for sure. Never mind. Is he going to show up, or... He indeed invited you all, Miss Piaget. Unfortunately, I will be your host tonight on behalf of Mr. Cook. And why didn't he come himself? Good question, one that has a very simple explanation. You see, Mr. Gideon, the collector, can't be here tonight because he was murdered last week. Clue? Gideon Cook is dead? Correct. In fact, you've been gathered here to decide who will inherit one of Mr. Gideon's possessions. An item of your choice. What do you mean, decide? We have to choose who gets to take one artifact? Indeed. Each of one of you has made a name for yourself in a tournament one way or the other. Another. Master Gideon thought you all deserved to be the heir to one of his artifacts because of that. But there's a catch. Someone amongst your ranks is an imposter. One of you is the person who murdered Gideon Cook. Using his wits, and before the hemlock ended his life, Master Gideon quickly discovered who the murderer was. Far from any feeling of rancor, he admired the ambition and tenacity of his killer. So then he decided to design one last puzzle game before his Aeternum account and inventory were lost to the endless depths of cyberspace forever. Every 10 minutes, each one of you has to vote for the person who you think is the murderer. At the end of each round, the person with the most votes will be eliminated. If you successfully eliminate the murderer, you win, and all the remaining players will be able to choose an artifact of their choice. If you don't eliminate the murderer, the game will continue on to the next round. If there are only two people left and one of them is the murderer wins the game and they can take an artifact with them. A game of intellect sounds fairly appealing. To kick things off, I do believe introductions are in order. Please take this time to become acquainted with one another. Afterwards, the game will begin. Good luck and have fun. Okay, I'll start. Hi everyone, my name is Harley Jones, and I didn't even know who Gideon Cook was before coming here, so I'm obviously not the murderer. Please, Miss Jones, refrain from discussing the murder victim until after the presentations have been completed. Oh, sorry, Clunky. Of course. Where was I? Oh yes, I'm Harley Jones. And I guess I don't need to say much, my reputation speaks for itself. I'm the best hit woman in all of Eternum. The only way to defeat me is catching me off guard while I'm sleeping, and since I'm queen of Team No Sleep in Eternum, GG! Good going? Hit woman! Sounds like the perfect suspect to be the murderer. I'd never use such a lame method as poison, but thanks for your concern, dear holy pope. Very well, I'll introduce myself next then. That's not what she did. Anyway, I'm Anna Piaget. I'm one of the most renowned psychologists in the world. I have dozens of published works, and I'm capable of diagnosing any kind of mental illness or insecurity within a person after talking to them for a minute. And of course, to provide them with proper treatment. I am Gemini, or as some people call me, the Blind Oracle. After losing my sight and legs as a kid, I developed a new ability. I'm capable of seeing the future. The future, like Luna? If I may ask, how can you do that? Do you do that through your sense of touch, or... My visions come and go. I can't know when they will come or what they'll be about. Seems different from hers. Unfortunately, Eternum can't heal my physical state, but my mental abilities remain intact. I'm Sister Bake. I am the leader of the Church of Unitology and the server of Andromeda. I can feel the presence of people who have already left our mortal plane, and sometimes I can hear their messages. So, a cult. A religion. We Unitologists adamantly believe that Eternum was created by the intelligent design of a divine alien agency, and all humanity be reunited after death in a sacred server. Cuckoo! Considering what we discovered at Thanatos' house, that somehow doesn't seem so far-fetched. Ahem! I guess it's my turn now. My name is... Wait, what about these two? Why are you hiding in that corner? Oh, well, I didn't think we had to introduce ourselves. I'm Grim, but technically we weren't invited by Gideon Cook. We just came with no... No one except for Delilah. What? That's cheating. How is that cheating? The invitation didn't mention I couldn't bring anyone with me. Yes, it did. No, it didn't, you Dumbo. Actually, I still have the invitation here with me, so you can see for yourself and then shut up about it. Dear Delilah Ward, my name is Gideon Cook, and I am pleased to offer you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You must come alone to the... Oh. Okay, I might have missed that bit. Cheater. Fear not, Miss Jones. Even if Miss Ward infringed that rule, her companions can't vote in the game, so your chances of winning are not lessened by any means. See? No need to make a fuss about it, Drama Queen. I'll let it slide for now, but I'm keeping an eye on you, Ginger Girl. You're sussy. Okay, whatever. Anyway, as I was saying, my name is Delilah Warren. You'll recognize my name because, as it's publicly known, I'm in possession of one of the three weapons of Atlas, Dion. My marksmanship is perfect and I've never missed a shot in my life. Great introduction, Delilah. So badass. You really think so? Thanks, Annie. And I am Elliot Cook. I'm a taxi driver in New York. You're sweating like a racehorse, Elliot. I assume it's just a psychosomatic effect of the anxiety you're going through right now. Hiding anything? And did you say you're a taxi driver? That's all? Everyone here stands out for something. Why would the collector have invited you otherwise? I'm sorry, but it seems like no one is pointing out the obvious thing here. Did you say you're Elliot Cook? Are you in any way related to... Mr. Gideon Cook? Yes, he was my father. What? The collector was your father? So in sum, this dude killed his own pops and showed up at the reading of his will, expecting to cash out just to find a bunch of strangers in a game his daddy organized before dying simply to humiliate him. Now I've seen everything. Whoa, stop there, kiddo. I haven't killed anyone. My father and I stopped talking years ago. He was so fucking obsessed with the tournament and his artifacts that he ended up abandoning my mother and forgetting he had a son. I was just as surprised to receive that letter as all you. So you killed him out of spite? He probably expected to be his father's only heir, so he killed him after discovering how much his Aeternum collection was worth. Greed is definitely one of the most hideous sins in this world, no doubt. You gotta be the worst killer ever. I said I didn't kill anyone. You know what? Fuck you. I don't give a shit about you bunch of retards. I'm going out for a smoke. You can all open up your gigantic mouths and gobble on my big hairy balls. There's rooms for all you shitheads. I was honestly expecting this to be a bit more challenging. Can we vote already, robot? You have 10 minutes to decide your vote, ma'am. Just get back to me when you've decided. Well, since the game is pretty much over, I'm gonna go take a walk around the house and decide what artifact I want to take home. See you in 10 minutes. Well, seems like all clues point to Elliot Cook, the collector's son. Yes, but I don't know. It all seems too easy. I feel like the actual killer wouldn't be sweating like a pig and giving himself away so easily, don't you think? If you ask me, I'd say there's something fishy here. Yeah, I think so too. My Sherlock Holmesian senses are ticking. Tingling. I don't trust any of these people. I feel like someone's lying. Those were exactly my thoughts. I think one of them is hiding things from us and running some sort of con. Let's take a walk around the house before voting. Maybe if we find some clue or catch anyone in their lie, we can unravel this mystery. Exciting, you can count on us. Don't worry, Grim. You and your two deputies will unravel the mystery of Cook's Manor. I couldn't have asked for better assistance. Let's do this. Okay, guys, so this is where we're going to leave off for now. We'll see you next time with more of the mystery of Cook's Manor. I'm out.